This is the P1 podcast for June 13th, 2009, Lemon Cake, Lion Cake. Rawr.
Do something about your long, filthy hair. It looks like a rat's nest. Do something about your mullet. Get out the hair clippers, jerk.
Cut the mullet.
Everybody!
Cut the mullet.
Join in!
Cut the mullet.
Oh my gosh, Faceway has
get
a pair of giant scissors.
Off your head.
I have no idea where that came from.
Get that crazy ass mullet off your skull.
That was awesome.
Take your ass to the barber shop.
Cut
the mullet. Like an asshole.
Dude, you have to watch this on YouTube. YouTube, cut the mullet, and your whole day and your whole week will be better. You'll be like a big, bright, shining star. Yeah! Welcome to the podcast, everybody! Hey! Oh, we're so glad you all joined us today in our chat room on P1 Site Live. You can join us anytime we record the podcast. You can chat with your friends. You can chat with us. You can look at me picking my nose while we work. Delicious. Did you get a good one? Thanks, Annie. So it's been a little while. We got some catching up to do. We got some P1 Site to discuss. We got a brand new game that we're going to play on the podcast today called Apples to Apples.
I have no idea how to play it.
It's going to be fun. It's really easy. It's so simple. Sorry, butt power. And if you got hate in your heart, let it out. Space Boy, hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Been very busy.
We're going to do something different today for the introductions today.
Oh, no.
It's
going to
be
this.
Fun. So as you all know, the P1 podcast, or if you don't know, consists of four people, myself, P1 Quimby, P1 Danny, who's leaving the room.
Let's go for a walk.
Sometimes, you know, he goes for jogs and he goes hunting for raccoon skins while we're doing the podcast. It's really interesting. We got P1 Kung Fu. We got P1 Space Boy. And we all have Twitter and Facebook accounts. So what I'm going to do is when we introduce everybody, I'm going to read a few of your status updates for the last weeks or so.
Oh, no.
Let's see. We've got Danny Avila. I'm on a boat. I watched The Hangover last night. It was so good, I dreamed I watched it again.
That's good, huh? Ever.
That's a good movie.
Going out with the guys to watch Hangover. Surfing. Are you kidding me? ! So I'm going through the beat section of Soundtrack Pro trying to make a song, and I hear the music to Sit on You. What is that, Danny? Explain yourself.
I have a program by Apple. It's called Soundtrack Pro, and basically it's like software to make music.
No way.
And
are you kidding me?
Here, I'm trying to pull it up. It's
that's what she said.
That's what they got.
Wow. yeah. Oh, there it is. So get this. That song that we all love was made in a matter of about, I don't know, 20 seconds.
Dang, that is genius. The lyrics are just so good beat. This is what I do, I sit on you. Sit on you, sit on you. This is what I do, I sit on you.
These are all the other ones.
These are all the other ones.
Right on your butt. So what do you make it a soundtrack, Cordana? You making movies again?
Top secret.
Well, we hope for more details coming soon.
Yeah.
That's Danny. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter. He's at P1 Site on Twitter. It's Danny Avila on Facebook. Gangster. Are you going to get a username for Facebook, Danny?
No, it's not MySpace.
That's true.
So game.
It's not my face. I mean, it's my space, but it's not. Okay, never mind. Okay, moving right along. P1 Kung Fu. Oh, I almost broke the chair. Hi, how are you? How's everybody doing?
Oh, no.
I, like, leaned back to, like, rock and... OK, Okay. Anyways, so
you owe
let's
me a chair.
At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts?
Shut up.
Dang.
Oh, I'm gonna cry and quit. Anyways, okay, so we got Angela, Miss P1 Kung Fu, was wondering where all her money goes. 45% is eating out. I need to start cooking more, dang it. That's what she said. It's honored that Kung Fu is the poster child for the Wiener Dog Nationals. Oh my gosh, that's really big news, Kung Fu.
It is.
Wow. Angela Kung Fu.
Yes. What is that all about? Talk to me.
Well, every year we participate in the Wiener Dog races held down at Qualcomm.
Ooh.
And the money goes to various, you know, rescues and stuff like that. And we went to go register this year, and Kung Fu is on the front page.
The poster dog.
The poster child.
How can you tell?
Because, well, we know our dog. And then if you look in the background, Ray's standing there with his green shirt. So.
Very nice.
Yes.
That is so
we're honored.
Super.
Sky was offered to be in the Humane Society calendar last year. But Kelly checks her email so frequently that she discovered this at the end of December. Mm. When then they sent it out in like October.
She's beautiful.
She's a very, very pretty
too.
Dog.
Sky too.
It's a Sky too.
Aw. Let's see. Let's look at our friend P1 Spaceboy. He never wants you to know his real name. Because he doesn't have a real name. It's just Spaceboy. Let's see.
Kinda
let's
like
read
Cher.
Some of these statuses, shall we? The Enterprise is superior to the Millennium Falcon, despite what a 5P1 listener poll may indicate. And that is the right answer right there.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly won that debate. We will talk about that later when we get to the Mikey Show portion of the P1 podcast. Just hold on. Let's see. Just bought a sweet antique nightstick from the swap meet for $7. Old, worn, and heavy. I'll bet this thing has some stories. What?
I put a picture up there if you wanted to see it.
Where's your stick? Is it in your photos?
No, it's in that comment. There's a link.
Follow the link. I see no link in that status update. Oh, whoops, because I'm looking at the wrong one. Hi. Welcome to the P1 podcast, Quimby. Welcome to I know. Welcome to the internet. Hey. So, what are you going to do with the knife? What the heck? It looks like the handle for like a toilet plunger. That's what it looks like.
I think it's old school. It's heavy. It's going to bust some skulls.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Whose skull do you even need to bust?
Oh, I can think of a few.
Well, I brought it in case, you know, some people decide to check out in the podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah,
threat.
Slap around.
There's no threats. Oh, threats were
just
all friends.
Promises.
I don't want you and Danny to fight.
It's on record that he threatened me with a hate crime.
He did.
We already went over that in the post. If you keep reading, it says, I didn't threaten, you know,
let's
Danny
see.
Because he's gay.
Danny's retort was, let's see. Why you got to go threaten with a hate crime, son? I'm not threatening you because you're gay. That would be more the hate crime part. But because you weren't paying attention while we're on the podcast. Burn, Danny.
Burn, son.
Touché. Burn, son.
Touche.
You're on a boat. And yeah.
So deep.
Let's see. Let's read some of my status updates. Let's see. Blah, 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 P1 podcast. Let's see. Is going to Danny's house to record the P1 podcast. Blah, blah, blah. More P1 podcast. It's not a purse. It's a satchel. Indiana Jones had one. That's one of my favorite quotes from The Hangover. Let's see. Is very excited to get done with work and go to SeaWorld with my muffin. BTW, I will not be sitting in the splash zone. I went to SeaWorld last night. It was so fun.
With your muffin?
Yes, I call Chris Muffin. That's his pet name. Why is everybody just nodding their heads and looking at me funny?
Well,
that's his God-given name is Muffin Butt, if you want to talk about the full pet name.
You have to freaking send someone to go and save him, dude.
That would be you, Danny.
Nah, he's on his own.
One of my last updates is I love Jell-O.
Yes.
I had Jell-O with my lunch yesterday. It was so good.
I had Jell-O for breakfast
this
morning.
Okay, Bill Cosby.
Oh, it's sugar-free Jello, zero calories.
Mm. I like Jello
just the same.
Does it taste good?
Oh, it tastes delicious. It got the black cherry.
You'll see. You'll see your the Jello pudding is to put the whipped cream in there and scoop it all up in your mouth and swallow it. Nom, nom.
That was awesome. What more do I need to say? But, you know, Spaceboy put a little comment to my Jello comment. He said he wants to see... as a P1 podcast bit, P1 Quimby versus P1 Kung Fu and Jello Wrestle Bikini Grudge Match, do it for the troops. No.
Kia!
No, we're not doing
and
that.
And then what did I say?
And then you said, you guys are sick. Kyle, I don't want any part of your fantasies.
That's sexy.
No, it's not. Stop it. Ah, yes. So we are the P1 Podcast team, and we welcome you. We want you to tell all your friends about the P1 Podcast. Maybe you missed a week of the Mikey Show. Maybe you don't have access to those podcasts. Maybe your whole life blew up. Just tell them all to come to the P1 Podcast. And if you're another good P1, you better tell them to come to a little place. A little stupid place called P1Site.com.
I want the kung fu version.
Yes, this is the best version. Danny in the studio at your house just like jamming.
I had to wear like a helmet.
no, that wasn't Helen Keller. That was Danny Avila singing the beautiful P1 Site theme song. Yes! P1Site.com. It's the place to go if you're a Mikey Show fan. To meet other P1s, maybe go to some events. Or maybe to find out what's happening in the world of the P1 community. And, you know, I hope you have that specific sound effect ready.
Which one?
When we get ready to. Danny, can you get the screen so that he can see the what I'm going to talk about when I talk about traffic to P1Site.com? Let's talk about it. Traffic on P1Site.com, the amount of posting. Let's talk about it.
This thing on?
Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? Now, Kung Fu, she is the one who brought up this topic, and we're not going to sit and dwell on it. Kung Fu, this happens every single summer.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that.
It happens every single summer.
But they're all on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, yeah, because it's a you can use it as an app to your phone or your Crackberry or whatever. P1 Site can't do that so.
When's that going to be in effect, Danny?
Never.
Yeah. But P1 Site, ask noobs, ask anybody else who's been on the site for at least 2 years. This happens every single summer. Everybody's out of school. People are not around. They are, like, away from the computer. People are getting married.
I love it.
Yeah, this happened last summer, too, noobs. Remember when you moved away from San Diego?
Look at the empirical data. We have 50 years worth of data to back up your claims.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's like the data for global warming. It's correct is what it is. Factual. Thank you. Thank you. Don't get me started on global warming. I was on the pregame show with P1 Philly's Finest, and I went off on environmentalism. And it wasn't in a nice way.
So it
was like a Morton Downey Jr. riff.
Basically saying that they're all crazy and global warming is a myth.
Yeah, and a little piece of Al Gore died after I said it. So, and that made me feel better.
So did you post it on P1 Site? Is that what you're talking about?
It should be posted. P1 Philly's Finest is taking care of that. But moving on, yes, the site, it's been a little slow. Danny, talk to me.
Danny's not
your
even...
site. Do you have any answers for us? Have you done any statistics? Do you even care?
Why aren't you even on your own site, Danny?
Yeah, Danny. Now, there is something I'd like to discuss with you, sir.
What?
You invented this site for all the P1s, and you never go on it. What? That's the sounds of inventions, by the way.
Wow.
What's up, Danny? Why do you hate?
Don't look at me like that.
Talk about it. I'll look at you anyway I want to,
son. Whatever, dude.
Why do you hate P1 site? Answer.
I don't hate P1 site.
Then why don't you ever go on the site?
Nothing's happening.
Except well, like why don't one you dude... make something happen?
Okay.
That was a really good answer.
Save that
you.
Clip.
Okay. Yeah, clippy, clippy, choppy, choppy. Like, the entire About Today's Show thread is only being kept alive by, like,
Bad
P1
Surfer.
Bad Surfer, R. Kelly, and Stitch Lover.
And they just say hi to each other.
Yeah, exactly. And they talk to each other because they apparently love spending every morning with each other. Like, these threads are seriously pathetic. If you go back, like, here, the last About Today's Show thread got to, like, a page. And a lot happened on the Friday show. But if we go back here, let me just go back to page 3 here. We used to get these things up to, like, 6 pages. This is just in February. I don't know, Danny. I'm just going to blame you for the time being because I have no other explanation why this is happening.
Whatever, dude. I'll kick you off, too.
Well, I do like to post on P1 site, and I put up all the rules and address for the P1, well, not the P1, but it's B Rob's Wiffleball League. And it's a lot of fun. I went down and played last week. Have any of you guys ever played Wiffleball?
Nope.
No.
It is so much fun. Okay. Why doesn't anybody care? I had a really good time.
That's awesome.
Because it involves exercise.
I know there's a lot of people out there.
Oh my gosh. Sounds fantastic.
It was a lot of fun last week. And you know
sounds
who
like
might... I quit. Do you just want to host the show?
No. I'm just agreeing with you.
Well, my team is P1 AO, P1
awesome.
Philly's Finest,
wow.
P1 Scooby.
That's so cool.
I call ourselves Rocky Road because
really?
I'm like the marshmallow in all the brown. Oh, wow. Does that make sense?
Wow.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
That one was funny.
Yeah. Well, since everybody's so excited about this topic, I think we're going to move
racist.
On. And
hey,
P1 Sites gifts to Mikey.
Yay.
Oh, wow. Everybody listening right now, I'm sure. Like, Tim just left the room because he's just so unhappy with you, Danny. We got Mike a bunch of gardening stuff, which he's definitely going to use. A ton of seeds, some organic fertilizer, and organic bug spray.
Shirtless, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And then we got him some little things to stick in the garden that said faith, hope, and peace.
He loved that. He loved all of his presents. And oh, and we got a gift card to Stone Brewery
oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Danny, where's my check? While I'm here.
I have an IOU for you.
Oh, man, I need money.
Government all over again.
I'm just choking on my own spit.
Oh.
Because I was spitting on my
you
face, I'm so excited.
Right
how about the P1 Sites Squirt Gun League? Anybody interested? Because I think it sounds really cool.
Okay. All right.
It looks like fun.
One thing, whoever that dude is, you are a douchebag.
Whoa, Danny.
I have had to go in and delete over 50 of your pages, and I just don't care.
I didn't look at it because, honestly, I thought it was spam. I thought it was a bot just posting stuff because it was posted, like, in every single place.
I knew he wasn't. He just doesn't get it. And I was just like, this dude is just posting these videos and this crap. And he's not even,
did
like,
did you even watch or listen to any of it? It
yeah.
looks really cool.
It looks rad, but, like, he was posting it in, like, the sky for him. Like,
is it basically just, like, a squirt gun fight?
It's a squirt gun fight, but you win money.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like.
Like his face voice suddenly interested
well,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
Money!
Money's involved.
Well, no, oh! No. I just envision this. It's like, okay, pull out squirt guns.
You're in then, huh? Yeah, it's like a. They call it like a covert op. Like, you basically hunt down a dude and, like, you squirt him.
I think I've seen this
with
before.
With a gun, by the way.
I've seen this, like, in other cities where you basically have, like, a. You like pay like $15 and like
yeah.
you like you're like given a manila envelope of your target.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And then you have to surprise them and get them at their work, at their car,
yeah.
wherever you can, whenever you can.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
It's cool. It's
I just wanted to do it.
Yeah, I think this guy is just really excited, and he thought that the P1s would be interested in a league like that, but he might not get for him.
He just didn't.
But let's not go and call him a douchebag, Danny. Come on.
Well, he is.
I thought we're all supposed to love and care about everybody.
I do, except him.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Chill.
I think you should see the look I gave Danny, like, oh, really now, Danny? Is this where we're at?
Yes.
Well, let's go back to Danny's gay bareback mountain picture.
Whatever, dude.
Because faggots?
Where Danny likes to pose. With his friend's nuts in his hands. What is the deal with that kid?
Anyway, he's juggling.
I don't understand. What kind of a camping trip was
this? Boner.
Okay, and Bubble Spinner, I went in there to check the other day. I have seen some ridiculous scores. I could never hope to get that. Danny, what was the high score that you got?
I don't even remember.
It's like 7,000 points or something.
I love it.
Like, there has been a war between like P1 Dave, P1 Slide, and P1 Danny as to who is the biggest.
Slide like clearly won that. He has,
gosh, you're so nice,
5,065, and it was actually Ryan. He got 2,464, and yeah. I think I have like 1,400 something pathetic.
You got 5,065.
Did I?
So you beat him. Oh, that slide. Never mind.
Way to go. No,
well, it's so easy to get the two of you confused.
our avatars are so similar.
Yeah. It's funny because it's
and
true.
And the way you guys are in life. Sorry, I just had to say it. It's too funny not to do it.
Anyway. Or is that way?
Oh, I got the boot. That sucks. P1TC is here. I'm so excited. Okay.
Whoa.
Well... anything else that anybody is dying to talk about on P1 site?
What about, like, the three-letter post?
That's cool.
She doesn't know what it is.
Quimby.
I think I did one.
Get a few new posts.
I don't care.
P1 site, dude.
What you do is you put three letters down, and then the next person comes in, puts what the words are for the three letters, and then puts out three new letters. So, like, first instance, P1 Cherie wrote G&M. Kung Fu comes in, writes gum, not mint. RPB. Real painful back. FTM.
BFD.
And so on, and so on, and so on. It's better on the site than it is, I think, for a radio description. boring. Just kidding.
Well, it blew up overnight. Seriously, it went from one page to like six pages in one day.
Yeah, now it's at nine.
All about the superpowers thread.
Oh yeah, the superpowers. That is good.
And you're all wrong if you didn't pick flying.
Flying?
Whoa.
No.
Whatever.
You're all wrong.
No.
Yeah.
If you didn't pick that, then you're just dumb.
I didn't.
Your opinion
is
wrong.
Danny.
Your opinion is wrong.
I'm with you 100%. Flying.
No. Your opinion is wrong.
Oh, flying? How much better would that make your life?
I guess,
and how fun would that be? You could go anywhere you wanted. No more walking.
Yep.
I can fly right now.
I'm
go
sorry.
On a plane.
I'm sorry. You
no,
guys,
you can't, no, no, no. can't just
falling.
Jump up in the
you're
air.
You're fools. You're
away.
Fools. It's basically like getting a genie and like wishing for $100.
Oh,
you
really?
The power you want is telekinesis, because not only can you fly, you can move other things as well.
Ooh.
What?
I don't care so much.
Telekinesis. You can move things with your mind. You can make yourself fly.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Down.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. I just want to fly.
Yeah, me too.
Telekinesis.
Pete, I'm with you.
It's
telekinesis.
It's
that makes sense.
PCP. You can fly every day.
Oh, no.
You can turn into a bird, too.
Yeah,
you can only
it's right
think
here.
You can fly. You can only think you can fly. Oh, you know what other thread's blowing up? Let me just give a shout out to all my ladies. Is the So You Think You Can Dance thread.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! The new season has started. And the hot tamale train.
She is so annoying.
I
she
love
needs
her.
To stop that.
Love
I love
it.
Her.
Love it. Love it.
I love,
it.
Love Mary Murphy. She lives here in San Diego. I plan on stalking her after the season's over. And hey, all you ladies who like to watch So You Think You Can Dance, guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
What?
They're having a season this fall as well. And then one giant tour.
Two
seasons. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they have so many good dancers this year. Like, the contemporary teens are sick.
It's just sick.
They're just crazy. All so good. It's hard to, like, nail down a favorite.
And their bodies are insane. Like, yeah. Dancer bodies.
They
right? really are. Mm-hmm. And, like, dudes are really just like, bada boom, and gay.
Are the Jabberwockies back?
No, this is not A&T.
That's the wrong show,
this
dude.
Is not A&T.
What about the Jabberwockies?
TNB. That is on MTV show.
Yeah, not
How
the
fanny
packs.
Are they cool?
Not the Jabberwockies.
I think they're hanging out with the New Kids on the Block, actually, from what Donnie Wahlberg's Twitter status says.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good I then. Follow him, too.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's P1 Sight for ya. A lot of crap and a little bit of actual usable information. This week on the P1 Podcast, we're going to be playing a game. Can we get a bed to loop and play?
Yeah, let me go look for one.
Look at his face. He's so cute. Well, what we're going to do on the podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, is we are going to play apples to apples on the podcast. Yes. Everybody I know, you're so excited. You're dying to know, how are we going to do on apples to apples? Well, here's how the games go. We have red cards and we have a green card. We have the judge. Each person will take a turn being the judge. The judge takes a green card and puts it down. You, each person, except for the judge, looks at the 7 cards you have and you pick what you think the judge would pick to go along with this word, like stimulating, right? So let's say Space Boy throws down this card, Danny throws down this card, Kung Fu throws down this card. I take the 3 cards, and I look stimulating. And then my choices are big game hunting, mustaches, or the SATs. I choose mustaches. They are stimulating.
Yeah.
And then
always fun.
Whoever threw down the mustaches cards gets the green card, and the person with the most green cards at the end, they win.
Okay.
Is that easy enough for you? Yay! I cannot wait to play Apples to Apples. I think you guys are going to find this quite funny. If you're an avid listener of the P1 Podcast, I don't know if I even get my own humor about who figured it out.
Noob said, who gave Danny a green card?
Oh my gosh, Danny, congratulations.
Welcome to America.
Yes. Apples to apples it is. This could become a new regular thing on the P1 Podcast. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? So let's shuffle up the cards. Shuffle up and deal. And Danny, would you like to be the judge first?
Sure.
Would you like to judge all of us first?
Yep.
Would you like to cast the first stone?
With your judging eyes.
Get it? Since you have a green card.
Yeah. This is our game music. It's so exciting. How did you already get 7 cards?
They gave them to me.
Oh, okay.
She pulled them out of her pocket.
I know. I was like, you are a cheater.
Thinking I had good ones too, like Whale Song and Smashing Pumpkins,
bleach and powder. Smashing
pumpkins.
I heard that Billy Corgan bleaches his skin. What's the deal with that?
Is that true?
Oh, is that true? What you heard? Is that what you heard?
I heard that him and Michael Jackson go to the same bleachist.
What?
Yeah.
They both don't have any hair.
No, they don't. Or a nose. Just kidding.
These are lame.
Kyle.
Who's Kyle?
What's you?
Oh.
Once you throw away one card, you pick up another makeup for.
Once you pop,
you always
you
have to have
stop.
7.
Okay, here we go. Danny, what is the green card?
Dependable.
Dependable.
Faithful, reliable, unfailing.
What will we pick? What will we pick? Spaceways is down. All right, Danny, you have to read what the 3 options are.
Let's hope I can read them all right.
I'm just reminding you. Okay.
The Garden of Eden, Chopping Firewood, and Henry Ford. Dependable?
Chop it, chop it.
Chop it. Henry Ford, his company's still alive.
Good, okay. That's me. Give me that green card.
There you go.
Dude, you're turning whiter and whiter. That's okay, Spaceway.
I think Ford didn't go bankrupt. Like
I know,
GMC,
they're dependable.
So,
They're dependable, not like our president.
Kung Fu Garden.
Oh, it's my turn?
Do I pick a new card as well?
Yes.
You well, have my 7 options really are horrible. Kung Fu, what'd you draw?
I drew vile. Vile, dreadful, nasty, or wicked.
Vile, like you are a vile person.
Danny.
I don't know who this is. Hang on. Haha. Okay. You get a throwaway card,
what?
Son.
Oh, whoops. Choppy choppy on that one.
Okay, I got Gene Hackman, Gas Station Restroom,
ew!
And the Apocalypse.
Oh, wow. The Apocalypse is so vile.
I'm actually going to go with Gas Station Restroom.
Yeah!
How dare you? How dare you?
Baby, I got a green card. I'm back in the USSR. I mean, USA.
Pick a green card.
Numbers.
That even? Okay, my green card will be ritzy, as in elegant, fancy, luxurious. Everybody's slowly choosing their cards. What randomness will I select today? I wish we had a way for P1s to play with us.
Yeah. I know, that would be
good. Maybe somebody could play for a P1.
Mm. Meh.
Okay, well, next that one. Went resoundingly well, didn't it, Space Boy?
Yes.
You know it did.
Hi.
Hi. I just, I really like you.
I
like to sit next to you. Thank you. I used a curling iron.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
You guys want to make up after the show?
CPR.
Why
not? We do it right now. Okay. Here we go. Now my options for choices are ritzy Gwen Stefani, ooh, ritzy Gene Kelly, ritzy George Clooney. Oh,
that's tough.
Well, when I think of elegant and fancy, I think of Gene Kelly and Singing in the Rain.
That was a throwaway card.
No, he really did. Congratulations, Danny got another green card. Yay. He's coming back home, ladies and gentlemen. Warn your daughters. Here comes Danny. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The green card is predictable.
Oh.
Predictable.
Whatever our choices.
Okay. Choices are shock jocks, not predictable. Soap operas, very predictable. Simon Cowell, also very predictable. I'm going to go soap operas because.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Obvious. One too.
Where's my green card, gringo? I'm ready to go to TJ. I mean, America. Okay. Danny is the judging judge now. One, two.
What'd you get?
Okay, what's the green card say, Danny?
Uncomfortable.
Oh, uncomfortable. Okay, I got one. In your face, I was first one down. What's up now?
Uncomfortable. Wearing a cast. The Cliffs of Dover.
What the heck is that?
And a tetanus shot. Now, the Cliffs of Dover. The White Cliffs on the coast of Britain. Okay. I'll do a cast.
Yeah! Give it up to me!
Was
right.
That for Cherie?
No.
All right. Kung Fu, you're the judge.
I'm the judge. Oh, nice. Savage, brutal, ferocious, and tamed. Space
Boy. I have the perfect one for you.
There you go. I was first, putting down the red card. That means I get 50,000 extra points.
Nope, I'm going to win this one. Guaranteed.
60 bajillion.
Guaranteed.
We'll see.
Guaranteed. Let's do a green card count. I have 3. Danny, how many do you have?
I have 1.
How many do you have, Space Boy?
I don't know where
to go. Oh, my gosh. I'm totally winning.
Zero.
I'm so excited.
Okay, Savage. Glenn Miller. A fender vendor. Oil companies.
Which one is Savage?
I'm going to go with oil companies.
Yeah! Suck it! Bring it on over here some more!
Because I know Danny put a fender bender.
You suck.
I am winning. Quibi's winning. And if I win today, that means I win for womankind. And for cooking, too. And for sweeping floors. Okay. My green card reads, macho, chauvinist, cocky, masculine. Everything nice. That Danny is.
Macho man.
Okay, very nice. Very nice. Danny's still learning to read English, but he's figured it out.
Shut up.
Okay, my choices to go with macho are. Okay. My choices are for macho are Che Guevara. A Prison Break.
Oh,
the TV show. Charlie Chaplin.
Wow.
I'm going to go with A Prison Break.
In your face.
Ah, Danny got another card.
Go down.
And that is just because every single inmate on that show, A Prison Break, is just burly.
It says A Prison Break, not the show Prison Break.
I don't care. That's what I want to do because I'm the judge.
It would be macho. You never know.
Even Sky says so. Even P1Jason316 says so.
Oh, no.
And I wouldn't join his mafia, but he still likes me. All right, green card for Space Boy.
Oh, yes, please.
Pick your card. You guys want to see my cards in the chat room?
Undesirable.
No, not everybody else. Undesirable, huh? Nice. Oh, I got one for you.
I got one.
Here. Here's me and Kung Fu. Mix them around. Okay, so the green card word was undesirable. Why are you making a face?
He didn't read it right.
Oh, sweet. Did I? What does the green card say?
Why not two green cards? I don't even know.
Because you won one.
Oh, I did win one. Yeah. Undesirable. The Matrix trilogy.
No, opposite.
My cold dead fingers. The First Amendment.
Wow.
Oh, it's a tough one between the Matrix and the dead fingers.
Wow.
If it was flushing my head in down a toilet full of poop or the Matrix trilogy, it would still be a tough choice.
Wow. You suck. Wow.
I'm going to go with the dead fingers.
Yeah! I win! You guys, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Great cards. Quibi wins.
Cheater.
Whatever.
Oh, are we still playing?
Why not?
Soggy. Well, because we got a lot of Micah Show stuff to cover. Yeah.
Soggy.
Okay. Soggy. That sounds gross.
Don't throw yours in the top.
I didn't win yet.
You didn't win?
We're still playing.
But you won. Oh.
We're still playing.
How dare you?
I know. I don't even know. I thought we agreed to 2 rounds.
Whatever,
dude.
Changing it up.
No, okay. I think we're good.
Watch out for time.
Soggy. Here we go. That'll be soggy for you. And we got the music looped back. Oh, I'm not logged in. Huh? Interesting.
Do we get new cards?
Chat room keeps dying on me.
What's up?
Do we get new cards?
No, no, you get it's still the one.
Ah.
What are these? Oh, these are. Never mind.
I'm back, bitches.
For Soggy.
Soggy?
Oh. I need a mute. Sorry. I apologize. The chat room keeps dying on me. Look at my cards, you guys.
I can see your cards.
Oh, shit.
I can see your cards. I mean.
Beep.
Caca mouth.
Wow. Oh,
literally.
Ah, here we go.
Okay.
That's a good one.
What are Danny's choices?
For Soggy.
All right, we got sweatsuits. That's disgusting. Salt Lake and mucus membranes.
Ew.
I will go with mucus membranes.
Yeah! Okay! I am the funniest person in the room with unpredictable jokes.
Funny looking.
You're not gonna freaking let that one down.
I'm sorry, it was a really funny joke. Like, you even laughed.
Okay.
Okay.
What's loyal.
Score? Loyal, huh?
Dedicated, faithful, reliable.
Ooh, I got a good one.
Loyal, huh?
Like women.
Opposite.
Danny, you're still trying to figure it out.
My choices are Karl Marx, Wildfires.
Wow.
And Guardian Angel. I'm going to go with Karl Marx.
Yeah! Again!
Are you kidding me?
You jerk.
How much is he paying you?
All right. Oh, I'm the judge.
Can't
that
win this
somebody
round.
Somebody else can win.
I know.
Hard and fast. That's what she said. Nice. Oh, that one went down fast. And that's what she said.
Oh, no.
I can't help myself. What do you want from me?
Let's go to this one.
It is so warm in this room. It's ridiculous. The sweat-o-meter is like chance of precipitation is 95%.
What word did you just say?
Precipitation?
Precipitation.
And what do you do for a living? Read the news?
Unfortunately,
not anymore.
No. Okay, so the word is hard and fast. That's what she said. And we got a tambourine. Crazed baboons. A sperm whale. Why do you have to make it so easy? Clearly, it's a sperm whale.
Yes!
Congratulations, girlfriend.
I'm coming back to America now.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, Space Waste turn for a green card.
Okay, let's see what we got.
Good
here.
Luck.
Serene.
Serene. Can you read the definition?
Serene. Placid, tranquil, unflustered.
What do those mean?
Calm.
Okay.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Oh, I'm missing a card.
Well, that was me swallowing.
That's what you said.
Good one. Good one. You win. You always do. Okay. So for Serene, what do we got?
MTV Music Awards.
What?
A spork. The Stone Age.
Again? Wow. What was serener? What's placid and tranquil? Flaccid. I was thought I said flaccid.
Wait, a spork.
Yes!
Ah, Danny! The king of the spork. Well, look, listen, guys. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 green cards. Is there any point in going on?
I have
no.
One.
I think,
I'm down.
I think it's pretty clear.
Quimby forever! Woo! Yeah! I won. Where's my winner music? I'm stupid! I am the best ever!
Yay, Cindy.
Yay, Cindy! I did it! I am cool! Woo!
Well, that was a ham to the head.
That was amazing. Oh, where's my ham to the head? Can you get that for me? I really need it. I want it. I need it.
I'm on it.
Yes, Danny, ham to the head. He'll get that soon. Well, why don't we just dive right into it? The Maka Show and the big announcement of the year. Skibidi is cooking a baby in her belly. Oh, gosh. Now, let's take a poll in the chat room and right here in this room.
It's just really crazy because right after I told the guys that I was ready to talk about this and that we had given up and we were going to take some time off, I found out that I'm pregnant. And I'm 4 months pregnant, and I didn't want to talk about it.
Don't start making us cry. We're dudes.
Because I was scared, but I'm pregnant.
Well, angels heard.
I'm actually crying right now. I heard it at work this morning, and I was like running to turn it off because I can't. Dude, the crying anymore.
Yeah, when she first announced it, I was in the parking lot at work, and my boss walked by, and I'm crying. And then I go in, and David's like, Angela, work's not that bad. You don't have to cry in the parking lot before you come in.
Wow, you should use that at work a lot more often. I got an email from my mom because I had slept till like 9 that morning because I had a long day at work. And I open up my email, and there's an email from my mom that says, Sky is pregnant. I can read you the actual email right now. She was just like, there's only one show that can make me go from laughing hysterically. Here we go. This is my mom. I'm going to do it as best I can in my mom's world. Did you know? Of course, by the middle of Sky's story, I started thinking, OMG, she's pregnant. Then, when she said it, I was already crying. I hate it when they do that. Either I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying, or they say something that really touches me, and I'm crying. Sheesh! As he told Sky, it's going to be Babyland Central at the Mikey Show. How cute is that? My mom is so cute. She's so into it. And speaking of my mother, she gained entry to Mikey Show Live because she is past her 90-day probation period at work. So she can take, you know, days off if she needs to. And so she's been bugging me. Can you get me into Mikey Show Live? Do you think they'll let me go? I can't really call when I'm at work. I'm like, oh, sure. So, of course, you know, ask the gang, and they're like, that's cool. Well, my mother today, she couldn't think of anybody to go with her. So I said, hey, Mom, how about P1 Spaceboy is your escort to Mikey Show Live? And she was so excited. She's like, oh, P1 Spaceboy, yeah, sure, let's go together. So Spaceboy is going to take care of my mama. Don't let anybody hurt her. Don't let Ashley rape hug her. Like, just make sure she's gentle with my mommy. Okay? You be nice to Benny Lou. She's a good lady. So Sky's pregnant. It is going to be a baby wonderland at the studio. I've decided that I'm really scared I'm going to get knocked up if I walk up in that KIOZ studio.
You might.
Like, me, Missy, and Ashley are very petrified that if we walk in there, we're going to get knocked up immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so crazy. I cannot believe there's going to be 4 babies. Can you believe that, Danny? Baby? And the twins might come sooner than we think.
Yeah, because they usually come sooner because...
Multiples usually come. Yeah, Mikey Show was on a best of on Wednesday, if you missed out. And Rebecca's been having some contractions, and her cervix is effacing, which means her body's telling her, I'm ready to get these babies out. But hopefully they'll have a few more weeks to, you know, cook in that belly that Rebecca's rocking right now. She looks like a full-term pregnant lady. It's so weird. And Sky has a baby bump now. It's so cute. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm so excited for them. It's Spaceboy, why do you have to do that?
Are you fat?
Oh,
I love sassy fat chicks.
I see you're still fatter than holy hell.
Oh my gosh. My self-esteem just died right now, and I'm going to go cut myself now.
Do you look at a menu and say, okay?
There were some really great interviews the last couple weeks of the Mikey Show. First, they had Bear Grylls of Man vs. Wild on there. And that was a great interview up until the point where his handler cut off the interview completely before they were even done.
Yeah. But I'm glad that Mikey got to ask him, would he rather get sprayed in the face with pepper spray or a skunk? And he said pepper spray.
Yep, I take the pepper spray too. I agree with him completely. Did you know, for all you P1s out there, that skunk spray, it can actually kill your animal?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it can actually kill your animal if they get sprayed, you know, in really close range by a skunk. Because when my dog got skunked, first of all, tomato juice doesn't get the stink
out. It doesn't
out.
Work?
No. It makes your dog smell like tomato juice and skunk. Oh. That's all it does. You actually have to get special shampoo for it. And my dog's been skunked 3 times since we got her a little over a year ago. And one night, it was really bad. She got skunked, like, so bad. The whole house reeked. She was foaming at the mouth, and her eyes were just completely red.
Poor Tina.
She got it so bad. And you know Tina, she barks at everything. Mm-hmm. She has no, like, sharp teeth, but she will still... We've seen her jump on a skunk and cut free. Yeah, she's a wild one, I tell you. But I enjoyed Bear Grylls, but you know what I enjoyed even more than Bear Grylls interview? And I'm sure you'll agree with me on this one.
Yeah.
Right now, the ladies are going to have a moment. Ladies, Gavin Rossdale.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do we get some glycerine on the background here? Let's talk about it.
He is so good looking.
The pictures are on MikeyShow.com if you want to go. He's smoldering.
Yeah.
Like, he can melt the room.
We need to talk about the Ashley after show, though.
Oh, my goodness. That was maybe one of my most favorite Ashley after shows of all time.
Yes. Like, he called her out on looking at the camera, not looking at him. He called her out about the yogurt.
That was so good.
I mean...
And yes, he started looking into the camera like she did when they were doing that.
Yeah. Ashley said she wanted this at her wedding, wedding song.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
If you look at the group picture on MikeyShow.com, Ashley is actually
Rape hugging him.
It is hilarious. He's just too good. Stacey, what are your thoughts on Gavin Rossdale?
I like Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah. He's a good songwriter.
I really, a little embarrassing, but I actually went back and forth for a couple weeks, I don't know, whether I was going to go down to the studio and see if he can sign one of my guitars. Oh. I decided not to.
I went through that same internal debate because I didn't know if it was kosher since I worked there, but I just snuck in. We'll come to find out later. Shauna tells me, oh, that's fine. You could have come up here anytime you wanted to and get a picture and an autograph.
You're like, hey, I'm just checking in my mail. Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up?
Oh, just checking my... Hello. Like, Andrea, I've never seen her get so pimped for work ever. Yeah. Phone screener Andrea was like, she just stood right up when we sat in, and that's all she could talk about leading up to.
Well, it's pretty funny because she's not the only one. I listened to DSC's podcast of their own Gavin interview. Same thing with their phone screener.
Oh.
Yeah, every girl.
Yeah, Emily was dying. Uh-huh. Ruthie. Oh, okay. Humana. He's a beautiful man. Danny, what are your thoughts on the beautiful man known as Gavin Rossdale? What do you think about his pretty wife, Gavin Stefani? How about Gwen Stefani? What are your thoughts on her? Yeah. Well, he did play at the House of Blues. It was real hot. He just burned the place down.
Did you go to the show?
No. I'm going to Incubus.
Oh, there you go.
Mm, look at me.
I know. Oh, Brandon Boyd. He's even hotter
I hear that the sky looks like a backlit canopy with holes punched in it.
I'm going to come over there and rip your face off.
And wear it?
Moving on.
Okay.
Apparently, Eddie's dad joined Facebook and did not friend him. Burn.
Oh, my goodness. And they called him.
Oh, that was the greatest interview. Danny, did you hear that when they called Eddie's dad?
I missed it.
Oh, you're going to have to listen back to it. It was so
funny.
Are
you actually working now?
Yeah.
See, I would pose this question to Danny, like, how would you feel if your dad joined Facebook? But that will never happen.
My dad needs to learn how to freaking turn on the computer first.
Yeah.
And how the mouse works.
If that happens... that Danny's dad joins Facebook, that's how you know the apocalypse is actually going to happen. I just thought you might want to know that if that happens. My mom didn't friend me right away. Anybody else have parents on FaceSpace?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
But I have two aunts and my grandma. They're all...
Your grandma?
My grandma.
Your grandma figures it out.
Aw. Do they... Yeah.
They friend me right away.
Aw, that's so
they
cute.
They friend you, by the way.
My friend did.
They friended me. That sounds like something bad you do to another human being.
Test it out.
There were some great show topics. Dumb stuff you did as a kid. I bet Danny has about 5,000 stories.
What?
Like that.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have some Ashley Gavin audio.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Does anybody want to listen?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, chat room, do you want to listen back to Ashley interviewing Gavin?
A little bit. Just the funny stuff.
Okay, here we go real quick.
Did you watch American Idol this season?
I didn't. I can't believe that I actually wait for the yogurt to come back to me before I reply.
Well, you get it. It's clearly the microphone, and you're clearly a smart man.
We can't hear you if you don't talk into the yogurt.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean...
Absolutely. And I also chase it.
Glycerine. Oldie but a goodie. We still play it on the station today.
You kill me.
Why? What am I doing? Why am I killing you? No. It's a great song.
Thank you. That's so
just say it's timeless.
It's timeless.
Oh wow, look at it's getting better and better. The longer I stay, the better it sounds.
That was a really cute interview. You owe it to yourself to go to MikeyShow.com to check that out. Moving on though, the dumb stuff you thought as a kid. Did any of you guys have any good ones you thought when you were a kid?
Couldn't think of any.
I actually thought the stork brought babies to families until I was about 7 years old. And I saw a lady who was pregnant, and I go, Mommy, that lady got so fat so fast. What happened? My mom's like, she's pregnant. And I was like, huh? Pregnant? And that's when I got the birds and the bees talk. Can you say awkward in the church parking lot?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Wow.
Like my mom having to say, ladies get pregnant. What is that? It scared the hell out of me. Lyrics that don't make sense. You just spouted off a few. I'll agree. Wish You Were Here. I don't like that song anyways.
I like that song.
Anybody got lyrics that don't make sense?
Anything sung by Lady Gaga.
Have you listened to her lyrics?
No, I don't.
Okay, see? You can't really say it because I actually listened to some of her lyrics and they make some sense. I still don't like her, but they make some sense. Yeah, this song is about her going to a club and getting wasted and dancing all night.
Yeah.
That's what Lady Gag Me with a Spoon is more like it. Other song lyrics that don't make sense. How about New Kids on the Blocks had a lot of hits?
From LFO?
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer Girls?
Summer Girls.
Yeah, here. Let me read you some lyrics here. Lyrics.
This is the unprepared part of the show.
Yeah,
I am so sorry. I'm such an a-hole.
Because I probably would have a lot more.
Choppy, look.
Choppy.
Okay, here we go. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when the girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish, but she's been gone since that summer.
What?
Really, Chinese food makes you sick. How prolific.
Maybe you got sick.
That is the dumbest crap I've ever heard in my life.
Panda's
so good,
though.
Did you love this song when it was out, Danny? Probably. Is it your ringtone?
Yep. Danny's cell phones were so popular back then.
This came out in 1996, 97, 98.
What? You still didn't have ringtones then,
dude. I would say any song by Led Zeppelin makes no sense whatsoever to me.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, that's because I don't eat enough mushrooms, apparently. But you do. How about Smashing Pumpkins? Thank you, P1 Tim.
What about the best band out there? Tell me more.
Their lyrics make no sense.
They do too. Rat in a Cage.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
I think about songs. That every time I'm in my cubicle. The Smashing Pumpkins are the best band in the world.
Stop
and Billy
it!
Billy Corgan is
Kung
a
Fu! I thought we were on the same side of the argument.
Billy Corgan is powder.
Okay.
Oh, can't stop. That's too funny.
Okay, I have one. What about Coldplay?
Vita La Roca.
That song is Coldplay. Genius.
Vita La Roca or whatever.
Spice came out of
La Vita?
The water.
Yeah. What about it?
And you're feeling so bad.
It makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It does.
That makes no sense.
Yes, it does.
No.
Do you want to break it down?
There's a perfect... Oh.
No. Play that song, Spies. That song makes no sense.
You guys are retards.
There's a
song. No, you're a retard for liking Coldplay.
No,
called
dude.
Spies.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
It's silly. No. Coldplay, no. How about Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. If I had $1 million.
No, the other one.
What about songs by Dave Matthews Band? I don't think they make sense.
Well, they don't.
Have you ever listened to like that song Crush?
A lot of them are jam songs.
I don't smoke enough weed to even get it, so I'm just over it and moving on. Let's see. Hey, Danny, can you scroll down the page for me?
They're saying
Tommy.
Spin Doctors.
How about Things Grown Men Should Not Own? Hey, Space Boy, Danny, you guys want to attest to some of this?
Let's see.
Grown men should not own capes and...
and wands.
Oh,
straight. Let's see. Grown men should not have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles all seasons on their computer.
No way, dude. It's perfectly appropriate.
You're a grown Man.
Perfectly appropriate.
I think every grown man should own at least one pair of slacks and one pair of jeans. Danny. Danny's got like a closet full of shorts.
Yeah.
Freaking right.
And shirts with bandanas on them.
Whatever, dude.
So go hold a face. You should not have a Teddy Ruxpin if you're a grown man, I think.
What is that?
Oh, never mind.
Grown men should not have skinny jeans, a flat iron, or eyeliner.
Yes.
That's dyed.
Yes. I prefer my guys agree. Without eyeliner. Or Space flat boy, iron. I think like half of your house.
Pretty much, yeah. Where should I start? My G.I. Joe collection or...
your killer comic book collection. Woo.
Or my Transformers bed sheets.
Oh no.
I actually believe that too. <Yeah,
I know. laughs> That is too much. How about So Dumb I Thought?
So Dumb I Thought.
You probably have a lot of those, Quimby.
Every day of my life. I'm so dumb that I thought the band Violent Femmes was a bunch of chicks.
What? Yeah. Did you not listen to their music?
I did. And I thought it was women. Anybody else have any? Or nobody's brave enough as I am to admit how dumb you are. How about dumb things you did as when you were a kid? Like, I broke my brother's collarbone one time. Terrible. It was so on accident, too, because we used to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. My mom would make us hold hands. And so we'd come out of the store, and I'd, like, be swinging his arm and be like, yeah, la, la, la. And I'd, like, try to, like, fly him around like Superman. Well, one time, broke the collarbone. I got in so much trouble for that, too.
It's like Mikey's brother swinging him around, and his arms came out of their sockets.
Oh, no.
It's so bad.
That is the worst.
You know, there's, like, a million topics, and goodness, the biggest topic I think in my mind right now. Greetings! Spaceboy is officially king of the nerds. That's it. The end. We're done. Anytime they need to speak to a man who is a nerd and get the nerd answers, you are that guy now.
I guess I am.
Forever and always. A grown man and a Harry Potter man. Who would have thought?
I can't say anything about that. You're absolutely right. I'm without defense.
So let's ask the room. Danny, who won that debate? You didn't hear the nerd debate.
No, I didn't.
Who do you think won?
I don't know.
I have a best of here if you want to.
I'm sure you do.
Revisit.
Yeah, because he likes to listen to this.
I personally like Star Trek, or I like Star Wars better,
Trek.
I like Star Wars better, but whatever, Star Trek, whatever.
Who do you think won the argument, though, out of, you know, listening to both sides?
Star Trek, I guess.
Kung Fu?
I legitimately thought Star Trek because I felt that Space Boy had a lot more legitimate.
Well, here's the thing, is that Space Boy came across as very articulate, well-prepared, very great points, and that jackhole that he was against, his best answer was, the Millennium Falcon has Chewbacca.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Can't deny it.
No, you clearly won.
But to go further, like Eddie on the Ashley After Show went even further on that to even say it's not really a true debate because it's different ships.
It is. Different technology, too. I didn't even get a chance to talk about the transporters or the food replicators or the holodeck.
Yeah. And the fact that you have a nerdy job as well. What do you do for a living, Space Boy?
I'm a low temperature physics engineer.
You're the king of the nerds.
Yeah.
You win. You should get the pixelated tie like somebody we used to know that I don't even know his name anymore.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Nelson.
You just said his real name. Oh my gosh. Well, why don't we hear back some of this nerd debate? Because TZ thinks that it was actually Big Mike using a different name debating with you.
Was he stuttering?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He talks like this.
Okay, yeah. This is about a minute and 10 seconds long, so enjoy.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, you know, we got to admit the Enterprise may have more power, but yes, it can only shoot in a straight line, and there's no way it can ever possibly match the Millennium Falcon speed.
Let me pause right there.
Pause.
Wait a minute. Seems being dumb here.
Is this the clip or is this you? I can't tell.
The clip.
Somebody help us.
First of all,
he says that the Enterprise can only fire in a straight line. Everything fires in a straight line. Bullets, arrows.
Really?
Everything.
Okay.
The Enterprise may have more power, but it can only shoot in a straight line, and there's no way it can ever possibly match the Millennium Falcon speed. The Millennium Falcon is unequivocally has more maneuverability.
Fortunately, J-Bob is already mistaken, because the Enterprise can shoot 10 different photon torpedoes at the same time while shooting a phaser blast. And the Enterprise can go over 1,900 times the speed of light, but the Millennium Falcon can only go 0.5 beyond speed of light. How is that going faster?
Good point.
Saying that the Enterprise would be very successful at running away from the Millennium Falcon.
The Enterprise can split into a saucer section and a primary section, becoming two craft, which will destroy the Millennium Falcon.
Awesome.
The Millennium Falcon has Chewie. Yeah.
That's your point.
Just drop the atomic
bomb.
Mikey,
show who you vote for.
Dude, Space Boy. Sounds like the biggest nerd. I have no clue what the heck he's even talking about.
That's what made it so great. Right? Yeah, so that's one vote. That's one vote for the Enterprise. Or vote, whatever you want.
That's that kid.
Thank you.
Oh.
It's like being in heaven.
I want him back. I want Sanjaya back on the podcast for like a day. Just for a day, so we can hear about all the stuff he buys at Pick and Save.
Dude.
Pick and Save master. Okay. You still get to see him on a weekly basis, so I'm jealous. Very jealous. Has he found more stuff at Pick and Save? Do you know for a fact? Can you report on anything he's found?
He just buys. Like, I remember he found like these monsters that were like a few months old and like a like crappy like it wasn't like the popular taste. Yeah, it was like pomegranate or something.
Oh.
And he like got them for like a steal, but they were like like, dude, I'll give you the extra like $5 and you can get the regular monster.
He's like, Sky, just go into a sale for the sake of going to a sale. Do you do that, Space Boy?
No. You know what?
Oh.
I went to
wow.
Oh, no. He probably bought like
I'm building a
expired canned food.
I'm building a Harry Potter wand for somebody right now. So if somebody else, they give me some cash to go and build them one. So I'm building them one, and I went to the paintball store on Thursday, and apparently you get a free fill with every tank purchase.
That's what she said.
But but I'm not ready to get a fill yet. So I said, can I get a rain check on these fills? And the guy straight up called me cheap.
Whoa.
So I'm like, okay, well, you got a point. I am, but
Dang, you got called.
Yeah, I did.
Dang, dog.
He's like,
hey, $6 is $6.
You are crazy.
That's hilarious.
How about these cheaters and tells
like,
we've had
point,
recently?
But can I get a refill?
So bad. Okay, moving on to from cheapy to what the hell is up with Cheaters Hotel?
What about it?
Like, what the heck has been happening the last few times? Like, it has just been it's been more uncomfortable than usual, shall we say. I just listened back to this week's.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that girl broke in.
I know. I was like,
I can't do this. Oh my gosh.
And I'm sitting there going, what the hell? Like, why are you just, she should have either not have done it or gone through with it.
Either way.
Okay. Listening back
you're
to this,
get beat up, son.
Shoot my
I'm
face.
Just warning you right
it
out.
Just shows how much me and Sky really have in common.
Really?
Because it's her life and she can do whatever she wants.
No.
We shouldn't take her off the P1 list of life.
Well, I thought that was too extreme.
Well, no. Yeah. What I mean is that this girl is not doing this for the sake of our entertainment. This is her real life. You know, once her goes off the air,
everything is to entertain me. All of your pain
is
for my
entertainment. Amuse me, dance, monkey.
I want everybody's pain for my laughter and entertainment. I love it.
So if she thinks that it's not right, or if she doesn't want to go through with it, it sucks that she had to wait so long to do it. But I think that that's all right. Because for what Mike says, it's all about the spirit of trying to better a relationship, right?
Uh-huh,
and instead of trying to do it for mere exploitation, which would be against his beliefs and his ethics. So he found a way to make it work for him and for the show. So if he would speak out against her, which he didn't, then he would have a problem. But Sky is on the same page as me, and I think Mike's on our side too.
But when I'm what I'm saying is that it's like really she should have thought that through before she went through it. Obviously, Eddie says that he coaches them, talks to them way before they go on the air. So I'm sorry, you didn't think that this was going to happen? Like,
I'm with Eddie. Hello. She just picked crappy time, and for that, we should spit in her face.
But going, like, denouncing her as a P1, that's a little extreme.
Off the island.
Off the island.
I think there should be a mute button, so that just won't happen.
Yep.
You've had so many outs. Mute button.
Now, are we going to have a Cheater's Hotel next week?
I don't see why not.
Really?
Watch it be a secret crush. Because that guy said, I think that guy who called in a little later, like, messed with Mikey's head so bad.
That next call that came through, like, the dude was just like, it's not the bit, blah, blah, blah. And Mike felt so bad. You know that next week there's not going to be, I'm predicting it.
Yeah.
I'll be very surprised if there's a Cheater's Hotel next week.
That thought went through my head, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be shocked.
You just made him feel like crap.
I'll be in shock and awe. Let's see. And Ashley's dog poops in her face and goodbye.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. What?
I got audio.
You got audio? Oh, yeah. I didn't know what that meant.
She's actually like, yeah, let's go.
No, I thought it was like, I thought it'd make the sign like, okay, I'm wrapping up. Like, you believed me. Go ahead. Let's hear more about Sammy pooping in Ashley's face.
She opened her eyes, and there it was. Dried up dog doo-doo staring her straight in the face. It happened on the bed and the pillowcases because you see, Eddie.
What in the hell?
You see, Ashley can only assume that this happened in Sammy's sleep. She had to change the sheets, the pillowcases, and even wash the little stuffed animal she's had as a child, Kitty McMew.
Oh, just throw it out.
She had to change her clothes and everything and then go back to bed.
Change her clothes.
And mind you, all of this happened at 1:30 in the morning.
Ashley
makes a bold statement and says that this is the worst thing Sammy has ever done.
There you have it.
Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting. You know, one of our dogs farted so bad last night. We
Roxy?
Thought she pooped. No, Lila. She had such bad gas, we thought she pooped in her sleep. It was pretty bad.
So gross.
It was really bad. Poor dog. Yeah. Ah, well, is there anything else I'm missing? Do you have any more audio over there?
No, I think I'm good.
All right.
Wait a minute.
I'm having a nerdgasm.
How much?
I'm having a nerdgasm.
How much?
Really?
Oh my
really?
Goodness.
We were talking about E3 on another project I work on.
Wow.
That was my quote for the E3. Oh, I'm having a nerdgasm.
Damn.
Too funny.
What about the names for the kids?
Oh, Jack and Taylor. Yeah, Jack. I thought that sounds weird to me.
Well, I just.
It My name sounds, is Jack Papani.
Yeah.
I love Taylor though.
It's all about Reese.
Reese.
You want to name your child after a girl?
No.
After a peanut butter cup.
After a peanut butter cup. Because they're delicious and I'll eat them up.
Witherspoon. Yeah, and I'm going to have a child named her Skittle.
Milky Way.
My other kid's name is Mars.
Snickers.
You're too much. Our third on the way, her name's Almond Joy. She's so cute. I'm going to love her forever.
Brownies.
Well, it has been so great to get back together and do another P1 podcast for you all. Hopefully, we can get these schedule things worked out. But it's summer, like I said. Everything gets crazy. And Space Boy sits there and just happily smiles. Let's just wrap it up.
What do you want me to do?
You're too cute.
I can play some sound drops.
You are too much. Well, that is another edition of the P1 podcast. A lot of crap and a lot of poop. And Danny Avila, he's the king of the world. I'd like to thank my co-host, Kung Fu, Woo! Space Boy, and Dan. And he is not wrapping up the show. Why? I have nothing else.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Danny, what do you got? Let's throw it to Danny. We're ending it. Like, this is the end. I thought we were on the same page here. We've been on for well over an hour.
It's almost an hour.
Oh my gosh. I just want to thank everybody. Yes. Yes. I don't want to go. I know. I don't want
Let's to. Let's play another game.
Yes. I just want to thank everybody in our live chat room who joins us for every P1 podcast.
Almost everybody.
Almost everybody, especially P1 Tim. And I'm so glad you made it out of that gay camping trip alive. I love that.
Yes.
Danny hates my guts. Please, won't you join us again for the P1 podcast? And after 6 weeks from now, once P1 Space Boy has gotten this thing edited up, it'll be available and ready for you as a download. Thank you so much for joining us once again. And as always, ham a good one.
Mwah. Peace.